Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern.
This week on Sustainable Idaho, we're exploring the City of Pocatello's 2045 Clean Energy Resolution.
Right. Back in 2019, the City of Pocatello, under the leadership of Mayor Brian Blad, signed a resolution to implement a fully clean energy system by or before the year 2045.
The City of Pocatello's resolution describes a clean energy system as one that considers all sources of energy use, including electricity generation, buildings, transportation, waste management, and agriculture.
And the resolution, which mirrors Idaho Power's similar commitment to clean energy by 2045, states that the City of Pocatello will create a task force to identify and enact policies that support renewable energy, maximize energy conservation, and endeavor to support a transition to a clean energy system.
But the City of Pocatello passed the resolution back in 2019, so we want to know what has happened since then. And has the city made any progress in fulfilling the resolution?
Yeah, well, I think it's fair to say that the city got off to a slow start, but has actually made some significant progress recently. Earlier this year, the city established the Clean Energy Task Force, which was proposed within the resolution.
So I'm Jeff Mansfield. I'm the Public Works Director for the City of Pocatello and also the City Engineer.
As Mr. Jeff Mansfield mentioned, he's the Public Works Director for the City of Pocatello and oversees the departments of Water, Wastewater, Sanitation, Street, Fleet, Science and the Environment, and Engineering. Jeff has also spearheaded the creation of the Clean Energy Task Force, raising the topic at council work sessions last year. And he himself is now a key member of that task force. I started by asking Jeff how the City of Pocatello's clean energy pledge differs from the similar commitment made by Idaho Power.
So our resolution actually identifies or discusses the Idaho Power clean energy commitment. And that was one of the goals that we have in our resolution is that we will support Idaho Power's commitment to all clean electricity by 2045. So ultimately, we buy our electricity from Idaho Power, and so we're just going to work with them. We've met with them. We've got a couple of their staff on our task force, and we're going to work on programs and policies that together we can work with them to help them meet that commitment.
So at this point, you may be a little confused. Is the City of Pocatello actually implementing its own clean energy resolution? Or is it just piggybacking off of Idaho Power's similar commitment? Well, the simple answer is that the City of Pocatello has its own distinct resolution, separate from Idaho Power's resolution. The city is helped by Idaho Power's commitment simply because they buy electricity from Idaho Power.
Yeah, that's right. Because for the City of Pocatello, their resolution isn't just about electricity. It's actually about all the elements and components that make up their complete energy system. So, for instance, that might include how they manage their fleet of vehicles, how they run and manage their buildings, and even through their management of city streets and lights. So, with the goal of transforming the City of Pocatello's current energy system into a clean energy system by or before 2045, I continued by asking Jeff, who is going to be on the City of Pocatello's Clean Energy Task Force, and how are they going to operate moving forward?
Primarily, the task force will consist of myself, a couple of people from my department. We'll have some people from the street department, our fleet department. We'll have a couple of individuals from Idaho Power, a resident who's heavily involved in the Portneuf Resource Council. She works for Shoshone-Bannock Tribes. And then we're also most likely we'll have our new CFO starts next week, and we'll most likely have him on the task force as well. So one of the things that we're looking at right now is doing an energy audit. And with that, doing an energy performance contract. And the way that those work is that we hire an energy services company. They're called an ESCO. And what they do is they come in and they evaluate our structures They evaluate all of our buildings. They look at all of our utility bills and things like that. And then they actually do an audit. And then they design a project that will help us to reduce our energy footprint and then also save us costs. And so that's one of the next steps that we're probably going to take is go forward with an energy audit and then probably an energy performance contract.
So as Jeff just mentioned, the next step is for the city of Pocatello to hire an energy service company to conduct an energy audit.
Yeah, and it will be the job of the newly appointed City of Pocatello Clean Energy Task Force to assess the results of this energy audit. In practice, the task force will choose which recommendations to enact.
Aside from the recent Clean Energy Pledge, the City of Pocatello has long considered sustainability to be important. We continued by asking Jeff, what types of sustainability projects has the city been involved with?
We really have been doing a lot, and we are doing a lot. For example, our water department and our wastewater department, they both went through energy cohort exercises with Idaho Power, and they're both accomplishing and realizing a lot of savings in their power bills. You know, we've done a lot of upgrades to LED lighting. There's a lot of things that we're actually doing already that are getting us where we need to be at. In fact, we had a meeting with Idaho Power last week, and they sent us a spreadsheet of all the projects that we've done since 2009 and the incentive payments that we've received and stuff. And there's a lot of things that we are doing and continue to do as we just do our normal operations.
Pocatello Mayor Brian Blad has also supported sustainability. For the last 9 years, Mayor Blad has maintained the tradition of an Earth Day proclamation. Typically speaking at the Portneuf Valley Community Environmental Fair, Mayor Blad has encouraged us all to consider our carbon footprint, engage in community projects that enhance our community's natural environment, and help build a sustainable community.
We would like to thank Jeff Mansfield from the City of Pocatello for joining us this week. Join us for Sustainable Idaho next week, where we speak to the former mayor of Moscow and two Pocatello City Council members to continue our investigation of the City of Pocatello's 2045 Clean Energy Pledge.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org.